Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of your Morning Boost today. We're going to talk today about something that's crucial for every school leader, and that is building your professional network. While it's true that a strong network can be beneficial for future employment opportunities, its primary value lies in the support, collaboration, and growth that it fosters. Think of your network as your personal board of advisors, this group of trusted colleagues that you can turn to for advice, feedback, and encouragement. So here's some strategies on how to cultivate a thriving network. First of all, attend conferences and workshops. These events, they provide opportunities to connect with colleagues from other schools and districts and people that you just don't see every day. Don't just collect business cards. Engage in meaningful conversations. Ask questions. Share your experiences. And look for common ground. And then follow up with the people you meet. Try to stay connected just beyond the conference. Another idea is to join the professional networks. Organizations like the NASSP, ASCD, you have a state principal association, all of these offer valuable networking opportunities, resources, and professional development. Take advantage of these. Take advantage of the conferences, the workshops, online communities, all of these things that these organizations provide. These organizations often have local chapters, too, which can provide more targeted network opportunities. Third, engage in online communities. Platforms like Twitter, LinkedIn, online forums, all of these can connect you with educators from around the world. Share your insights, ask questions, and participate in discussions. Be a valuable contributor. This will help you build relationships with other professionals in your field. And remember that online interactions can lead to real-world connections. Fourth, seek out mentors. Find experienced leaders who can provide guidance, support, and feedback. Mentors can offer invaluable insights to navigating the challenges and opportunities of school leadership. Look for someone who has a proven track record of success and who is willing to invest in your growth. Don't be afraid to reach out to someone you admire and ask if they'd be willing to mentor. Fifth, be a mentor. Offer your experience to others. Mentoring not only helps others, but it also strengthens your own understanding and skills, and it also expands your network and connects you with emerging leaders in the field. Consider volunteering to mentor a new administrator or a teacher who is interested in leadership. Sixth, cultivate relationships with university programs. Connect with educational leadership programs at universities. They're a great source of new research and emerging leaders. Attend their events, offer to speak to their students, and collaborate on research projects when available. These connections can also be a valuable source of potential new staff members, too. Also, stay in touch. Networking is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process. Make an effort to stay in touch with the people that you meet. Send them articles you think they'd find interesting or invite them to events and offer your support as well. Building strong relationships requires ongoing communication and connection. A simple email or a quick phone call can go a long way in maintaining a relationship. Finally, focus on building relationships, not just collecting contacts. The quality of your network matters more than the quantity. Invest time in building genuine relationships based on mutual respect and shared interests. As Brené Brown says, I define connection as the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and valued, and when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. A strong network provides a sounding board and a source of inspiration and a community of practice. And that's what Brené Brown is getting at here. It's an essential tool for navigating the complexities of school leadership and fostering continuous improvement. It allows you to stay current on best practices, to learn from the experiences of others, and to avoid feeling isolated in our roles. That's your Tuesday Boost, folks. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.